So grateful to be here. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for deciding to spend time in community and attending to your practice on a day where we could all be doing other things. Here we are. It's a choice. Thank you for making this choice. I'd like to start off and thank you, friends on Zoom. It's really nice to see some of you that I haven't seen in a while. Thank you for being here too. So let's start with a mindful minute. So giving yourself an opportunity to settle in. And receive the gift of your own attention. Take a moment to tune into whatever pulled you into this experience of practice today. If you're anything like me, sometimes you make quick choices, things end up on your calendar, and then you just are there. But take a minute to really sink into what pulled me to put this on my calendar. To go through the effort to be here. Sometimes I'll refer to that call for practice in the same way that the Quakers make reference to the still small voice within. So take a moment now to honor whatever still small voice within calls you to practice. And if it actually feels like a screaming voice, if the suffering is at volume 10 right now, you feel like you had no choice but practice, you'd exhausted other ways to address suffering, honor that voice too. Totally optional, but if it would be nourishing to you, placing the right hand on the center of the chest and the left hand where the ribs come in together to touch, just feeling the warmth of your own embrace for a moment. And then closing out this mindful minute by taking three of the longest and deepest inhalations and exhalations you've taken yet today. Thank you. So, again, good morning. Really serious talk here, y'all. This front empty row is not going to fly for me. So, Shannon, would you help me just kind of move those out of the way? We can move everybody forward, chairs forward, seats forward. Just would like to have a little more intimacy. And those of you that sat way in the back because you're avoiding intimacy, I'm so sorry that you came to practice with me today. Thank you. So as we're moving things around, I want to acknowledge that, as you heard, I trained in the Zen tradition. And in the Zen tradition that I trained within, there's a lot of formality about sitting, how you are in the space. We are not formal here today. So incredibly important to me that you take care of your body through the day. I'm really glad some people jumped right into a chair. You might have felt like, I know that's going to be what's best for my body. I might change at some point too. But move from chair to cushion as you wish. Thank you for your willingness to adjust in this way. So, as I mentioned, I'm infamous for putting things on my calendar and then just sort of ending up there and wondering how I got there. So, in case you forgot what our focus is today, I thought I'd do a little review. So the write-up for this begins by speaking about happiness and specifically about these questions. Have you ever touched peace or contentment, a deep felt sense of inherent belonging, but then feared losing that experience? Or have you ever struggled because you recognize that the world around you didn't reflect this experience of our true nature? That's what we're delving into today. What is the peace of our own being, not from the head, but through the invitation for direct experience? And then what arises when we get in those moments where we're wondering, might I lose this? And then what arises when we're in a moment when we look around at the world and we ask ourselves, am I just crazy, or does this world not reflect the peace of my being? At least certain aspects of this world, right? So if you have ever been on a plane and they say, okay, this plane is heading to this destination, and you realize you're on the wrong plane, this is the time to get off the flight. That's what we're doing today, y'all. And I was asked to acknowledge the schedule. We'll have a break in the middle of the morning group, a break in the middle of the afternoon group, lunch at 12:30. Lunch will be an hour. And this is an intentionally quite relational day. We will have meditation, but we're also going to be sharing with each other. So I just wanted to name that up front, because the breaks and the lunch will be in silence so that we can create some balance, some opportunity for integration time, journaling, reflection, quiet. As mentioned, it's important to me that you take care of your body. I will not take it personally if you get up and you do some gentle movement in the back of the room. I won't take it personally if you need to lay down. I won't take it personally if you need to leave the room at a time that's not the assigned break time. Again, this is not the monastic structure I trained within. So you don't need to just watch sensation arise in the body and then just notice it, but not move. Move as you need to.